Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, December 30th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Snap announced it will launch Bitmoji TV in February 2020, featuring a user's customizable avatar in a full-motion cartoon series. The content will live in the Discover tab of Snapchat and feature the avatar of the user and friends. It's unclear how long episodes will be, how often they will be released, and whether they will include ads. Smart device maker Wyze confirmed an exposed Elasticsearch database exposed personal information on 2.4 million customers, including emails, camera nicknames, and Wi-Fi SSIDs. The leak also exposed tokens used to connect to Alexa devices for 24,000 customers. As a result, Wyze logged out all users and disconnected all third-party services, which will generate new API and Alexa tokens. The Egyptian Competition Authority approved Uber's $3.1 billion acquisition of regional ride-hailing competitor Careem, in a deal expected now to close in January. Careem will operate as an independent subsidiary under Uber, keeping an independent brand and management. As part of a deal with the ECA on the acquisition, Uber agreed to abandon exclusivity provisions with partners and intermediaries, as well as sharing random samples of trip data with a trustee and a cap on yearly fare increases and surge pricing. Uber must meet these requirements for 5 years or until another ride-hailing company gains significant market share in the country. Spotify announced it will suspend the sale of political ads on its platform as of early 2020. In a statement, the company said it did not have the necessary level of robustness in our process, systems, and tools to responsibly validate and review this content. AdAge reports that, according to sources, political ads are not a significant revenue source for Spotify. Yahoo News acquired a U.S. Defense Department memo advising members of the military not to use consumer DNA kits, citing the security risk of exposing sensitive genetic information to outside parties. The memo points out that many of these tests are unregulated and have targeted military members with discounts. New York University cardiologist Dr. Joseph Weissel sued Apple, claiming the Apple Watch violated a patented method of detecting irregular heartbeats. Dr. Weissel said he approached Apple with details of the patent in 2017, seeking a partnership, but said the company refused to negotiate in good faith. The lawsuit seeks to block Apple from using the feature unless it pays royalties. Google is rolling out an option to search results to add content to a watch list when searching for movies or TV shows. The new feature is rolling out to web search, iOS, and Android app search results, and will add a Watched It and Watch List bookmark icon in a new card under the Knowledge panel. The watch list lives in Google Collections. And finally, encrypted email provider ProtonMail launched a public beta of Proton Calendar. The beta is available to all paid users and will be available broadly after it exits beta. The calendar offers end-to-end encryption for every event title, description, location, and participant. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all of these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.